This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 7:36. It is not going to be the very best day ever. Although I will say there's no wind here. Are you guys still having big
howling
winds? Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, boy. Yeah, the sky is foreboding, but the wind is still, I don't know. We're supposed to get rain. All right, let's hop into the news here. Here we go.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank continues to support local communities during the pandemic. Fremont Bank Foundation has donated nearly $600,000 to over 20 Bay Area school districts so they can buy vital equipment to keep people healthy and technology gear to keep students learning. That's Fremont Bank, everyone.
Woo!
Way to go, Fremont Bank. All right, so we'll begin with Monday Night Football from last night. Minnesota beat Chicago. Wasn't the best game,
not the best example of
professional football, but it was close, which, you know, a competitive game is still watchable.
It was fun to watch. I actually...
You watched it?
Yeah, I usually wouldn't, but John sat down and turned it on, and I was trapped under a blanket, so I did watch it.
Under a blanket.
Yeah. Really... Couldn't make it get off me.
All right.
It's fun. I love when they run a kickoff back for a touch. I just love that. I think that's
it is a neat thing to
comical.
See for sure.
Like oh, that guy's not getting him either. Oop, not that guy either.
Right.
Oop. He could go all the way.
Yep. So anyway, the Vikings won, and our engineer Brian loves the Vikings, so I'm sure he had a very, very happy night.
Well, today's the day to ask him for stuff then. You know, he'll be in an extra good mood.
Could you make our equipment work permanently?
Could that be put into play? Thank you, Brian.
Thanks, Brian. All right, so there's a bunch of rollbacks happening. I won't belabor it. I'll just let you know that as you wake up this morning, there. In fact, the word they use here is Newsom pulls emergency brake on states reopening.
It's going to happen, whether you like it or not.
There's going to be stricter mask rules and rollbacks, and restaurants won't be able to serve indoors in many communities. So you'll need to check your area before you try and go out today. Make sure that everything's open and working the way it did yesterday, because that's unlikely. I teased you with this in the first news break, and then I didn't do it, so I'm going to do it right now here up front. So I don't pull that nonsense again. Bathroom etiquette.
Okay.
It's a thing. I have lived with boys in my life. Not only did I grow up in a mostly male household, but I also had roommates for the first, 10 years of my life. 18 to 28. 18 to 26 or 7. Once I moved out to Philly, I didn't know anybody. So there couldn't be roommates.
Well, you did have a roommate, but he was a creepy guy who sat in the dark smoking a cigarette under a portrait of Reagan.
Yes, you're right. That's
he didn't interact with him much.
That's descriptive.
It was so weird, you guys. I would come home from gigs in the middle of the night. This was when I was in Philly. I was working. This is when the Sarah and Vinny show began. And he'd be in the middle of a dark room, and all I would see is this cigarette. But you know when someone pulls on a cigarette?
The ember glowing.
It glows.
Mm.
Just sitting there in the dark. as I'm walking through.
Like waiting for you to get home.
What are you doing here in
would you say, weirdo? Would you be like, hello?
No.
Just boom, right up to the attic.
I would not be like, hello.
To the drafty attic room where you'd put on your long johns with the crab hatch.
Yep. And it was freezing, by the way. So that's why I never even showered. I just wore those things and just stayed in them. I couldn't even get naked to shower. It was too cold up there. But he would shove stuff under the doorway, too. And I'd hear it happening. And it was
under the door to
like
your room?
In my room, right. It was usually like NRA propaganda or something. He was just a textbook Republican guy who apparently had someone in his house. I was paying rent.
Yeah.
I don't know why I was subject to that, but I was. But anyway, I'd
Were you the only renter? Was it just the two of you? Or were there other
You know what he was? He was a dentist who had a dentist chair in his house.
Oh.
So he didn't leave. And apparently he'd gotten himself a DUI and had lost his license. So I was someone who not only did I get weird stuff shoved under my door in the middle of the night or weird, but he'd also be like, I'm going to need a ride for groceries today. And I'd be like, well, no, what? I have stuff to do, man. And then there I'd be taking him for his groceries. Because I didn't know
you had to drive him on his errands.
Oh,
that
yeah.
is a lot. So yeah. What did you guys talk about? Well, you or did he sit like in the back of the truck?
No, he sat inside the truck. No, we this is many years ago. These are part of the dues paying portion of my deal. But anyway, where was I? Back to the bathroom etiquette. How'd we get on that? I don't even know.
All right. Living with the roommate.
Living with roommates. Okay, yeah. And okay. I don't even consider him that. Most roommates you live with by choice. That was out of necessity.
Yeah.
Anyway, boys can be gross for sure. And bad things can happen. Absolutely. Most of this is pretty tame. Here are the top. A recent poll asked 2,000 people to rank the rudest bathroom habits. Not replacing the toilet paper roll is on the list.
Right. So these are home habits, not necessarily what, like in a public bathroom. This is at your house.
If necessary, not cleaning the toilet seat after using it.
Yeah, please wipe the seat. Please be neat and wipe the seat.
Leaving hair in the shower drain is one I'm very familiar with.
Oh, my God.
We were talking earlier about the jobs and how they weirdly divvy up. Somehow, the bald guy in the house is the guy with the snake who has to always be pulling hair out of the drain. I don't know how I got that gig. I guess she just waited me out until I finally went, I can't shower with the water up around my ankles. This is weird.
She didn't notice. She's like, oh, I like how my feet get soaked. And he's like a nice
soaking. So weird. But I finally realized this job's mine. So I'll be doing this, I guess.
Lucky.
Oh, so lucky. Leaving a nasty smell behind and doing nothing to cover it up. Fresh wave people. I know they don't work with us anymore, but it does work.
It does. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I still have a ton of it. I'm always putting that. Well, let's open up a new one of those. That crystal gel back has gone away.
Yeah. Okay. Making a mess in the sink. This is bad bathroom etiquette.
Yeah,
wet towels on the floor.
Don't. All these things.
Or hanging on a doorknob, leaving the bathroom floor wet after a shower, leaving the toilet seat up, not cleaning up well enough after you shave.
Yeah. Or brushing teeth. You know how like little bits of that can get on the mirror?
Absolutely. Or flossing is how flossing, little bits get on the mirror.
Hella gross.
Yeah.
That's how that happens.
Got a little bit of steak on that mirror.
Oh, so true, though. That's exactly what happened.
Let me smell that. Does it still smell like steak?
Carne asada. Hey.
The one that used to happen that I used to just go crazy over, and it's so gross. I'll try to use the tamest possible description. If you are a person who number twos and likes to clean up while still seated, so you just do the side lift as you do your cleanup. Often you leave butt dust on the back of the toilet seat.
Oh.
That's where it piles up. And dudes will not even look that they've left that behind. So there's butt toilet paper crumbs on the seat. And you just walk in, and you could even not go, be planning to sit down, but you can see this these people's butt dust on the seat.
And then do you go and get them and point it like, that's from you. Get
that
off.
Yes, well, you have to absolutely say to people, but the bottom line ends up being this person's done that their whole life. Mm-hmm. So someone's mom, apparently, would come around and clean that seat without saying anything to them. I guess.
Yes, and they
you don't,
never knew.
You've never seen
happening.
That?
I have, and I'm not kidding you, it has been over 3 months since I went into my boys' bathroom. I never go in there. Never. I just don't. I have no, it could be a disaster. It could be.
I've seen that from, I think, my uncles that would squat on the toilet because it's like kind of a Asian thing, I guess.
Their feet are actually on the seat.
They would basically step on the toilet and sit down because the squat position, I think, is just more.
And they wonder why the seat's broken all the time.
And also why there's some butt dust on the seat.
Right.
Yeah. Can we just be normal? Get one of those squatty potty things to get your knees up where you want them and just sit your ass down on the seat. Somebody show them how to use a toilet. Come on.
Right. How about a fast fact?
Oh, I love those, Ben.
By the way, if we didn't mention and you're just getting up, there's going to be some rain today. So be ready for that. The Canadian flag's only been around since 1965. Before that, there wasn't any official flag.
Really?
That's very late in a country's life to adopt a flag.
Very interesting, too, to think that it's such an iconic flag.
By the way, I saw it yesterday. It looks like, who was it? Was it Mississippi that had they had to finally get rid of their flag because it had the stars and bars? Is it like a part of it?
Yeah.
They have a new flag and it's some kind of lotus flower. Unless there's like hidden racism in there, it appears they've come up with something that most people will be comfortable with.
Can I see that, Brittany? I would love to see what the lotus flower, I'm sorry, and this is Mississippi?
This is not even part of the story. I just remembered that I saw this on the news or saw it in the news.
Oh, I think it's a magnolia bloom.
Oh, there you go.
Because aren't they a big magnolia state?
And I think so, yeah.
Is it in fact Mississippi, Bryn?
Yes, this is Mississippi. Okay.
Yeah, so there you go.
Well, it's lovely.
Early in the year, they realized it was finally time for them to get rid of the stars and bars in their flag. And that they just adopted that, it looks like, last week or something.
Well, it's very pretty. I like it.
It is nice. And it doesn't appear to be racist. So that's good, too.
It doesn't.
Boston was named after Saint Botwulf of Thorney. Very few details are known about his life, but that is your home city's
Botworth, huh?
Name's origin.
Well,
Botworth of Thorney. You want to tell us about him?
Sure. He was a hard man. He was a wife beater.
Did you just what?
Yes.
Those are two completely different things.
No, he was a difficult person to get along with. He was in your face, and it was his way or the highway.
Oh, this is the
difficult,
Bostonian.
Difficult.
Okay, got it.
Mr. Botworth, Saint Botworth of Thorney.
Now I get where you're going there. Got it. Let's see.
Good one, Bryn.
Thank you.
In 1983, before Michael Bolton was famous, he auditioned to replace Ozzy Osbourne as the lead singer of Black Sabbath.
Oh.
Luckily, Dio won out the gig, and we know that Black Sabbath went on to have a few good albums after Ozzy left.
I wonder what direction they would have taken if Michael Bolton had been in the band.
Maybe he could sing metal. I don't know. He doesn't appear to be very metal, but...
He seems soul-y. Wasn't his first hit that cover of Sitting on the Dock of the Bay that Neil Schoenchan was in?
I have no idea. You tell me.
I did. I mean, I'm just guessing. That's the first I recall of anything.
And Neil Schon played guitar on it?
I think so.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, I don't know that story.
I want to say it was like on MTV. That's, you know, because those were the days.
Right.
Looks like Sarah's right.
Well, that's his first hit?
Well, that's how he got big, is what the internet says.
Hitting in the morning sun.
And then he landed that Nicolette Sheridan chick.
Dude, she was so beautiful.
Well, yeah,
still
she was a Knots Landing lady.
Yeah. And that's Neil Sean.
Oh, I don't know if it's Sean because it's just Bolton here singing.
Well, they'll show Neil.
Oh, they just showed him.
Oh, was that him?
Yeah.
I saw the guitar. I didn't see the face.
I thought they went down. They'll show him.
Yeah, I'm sure he has a solo later on.
Yeah. Can you click a little further?
That was a brave profile shot of him.
It was.
Well, he's got quite the beak.
Oh, damn. Is Kenny G in this too?
That I know. Like I saw a saxophone. Yeah.
Soprano sax.
I don't see you.
Yeah, I don't know this song. And I don't even know this video.
Yeah, I'm just trying to find me some Neil. There he is. That was Neil Sean.
Was that? How do you see that so fast? That was
crazy. She loves him.
Right there?
There he is. See him?
Yeah.
She knows her guy.
That was crazy.
I do.
It was like a half a second that he's in that video.
Pause it right now. That's him.
That's his ear.
That's Neil Sean. Just let it go. There he is.
Crazy.
Neil Sean.
So blurry, too.
Listen, I was a huge Journey fan, so when I, you know, I... When I saw that video when I was a child, probably in 1985, I have no idea when that came out. I'm sure I saw it on MTV and went, oh my God, the guy from Journey's in there.
Meeting him zipped your lip right up. I've seen you have some trouble, but that wasn't even trouble. You didn't even say words.
I was stunned. You guys surprised them. You know what though? It was actually the best way because honestly, if I had known that Neil Sean was going to come on the show, I'd have been a mental case for 3 days. You know, however long it was that I knew that. My head would have exploded 2 days before the interview even happened. I would have overthought that to the end.
Right.
Good job, you guys.
Thanks.
Way to save me. Thank you. I'd be dead right now.
Anyway, let me do a couple more of these. The day after Osama bin Laden's death, Disney tried to trademark the name SEAL Team 6. Oh. You know, because that's the team that went in there and got him. But that was rejected. Sorry, Disney, you can't own that.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Harrison Ford's pay for doing the first Star Wars was $10,000. He made 50 times more than that for doing A Return of the Jedi, and 2,000 times more than that for doing The Force Awakens.
Oh.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. It's good money. And I don't know, when was the first one, 76? I'm sure nobody got a lot of money off of that one. Not at first, anyway.
Well, and also, that money went a lot farther than now when we talk right. about billions. We didn't talk about billions then.
Never. I never even heard of a billion.
Right. And one last one. Philadelphia is the only city that had four major sports teams in a championship game in the same year. In 1980, the Phillies were in the World Series, the Eagles were in the Super Bowl, the 76ers were in the NBA Finals, and the Flyers were in the Stanley Cup Finals.
Wow.
Sarah, trivia question. Who won?
None of them.
No, Phillies won.
Oh.
Good guess, though.
I figured. You know it's Philly. They always lose in the end.
Oh, that is mean to say.
Well, you know it's true, though.
You don't need to be that mean, though. I mean, that's rough.
I'm just pissed because the Eagles beat the Pats in that one Super Bowl.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That was a pisser, man.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Let's see here. I believe Michael Bolton's first major hit was When a Man Loves a Woman, also a cover.
Mm. Hmm. Maybe that was his first record, was just a bunch of covers or something.
Maybe. Who was that guy?
Percy Faith.
Cochran? No.
Joe Cocker?
Joe Cocker did covers.
Yeah.
Like, that's a guy who didn't write his own songs. He just did covers and did
and
that
flailed
weird
his
growl.
Arms. I mean, people were like, this dude's flailing. I love him.
I guess.
Never really got Joe Cocker.
Me neither.
All I remember about Michael Bolton, really, though, is that I always feared for an aneurysm whenever I watched him sing.
Really?
You know, he just seemed to be straining, like he was going to prolapse his back door, you know, and... Be careful. Don't squeeze so hard. Oh, dude, he's like a boil ready to go.
Well, it's got to be hard to sing well, right?
He's clearly just...
I know it comes really easy for me, but it doesn't end up sounding good. So I think that you need to do that. Like, you really got to...
I guess so, huh?
Find those notes somehow.
He's just squeezing them out of his face.
God, look at the mullet on that guy.
That's good. Solid. That's a solid
Jesus.
Mullet.
415. Gross, like, Vinny. LOL, butt dust. Listen, I'm not the butt duster. I'm the one who spotted it and was like, you guys are leaving your butt crumbs behind when you go to the bathroom.
Oh, butt crumbs.
You're totally grossing me out here.
Fun.
There's like this dust on the back of the toilet seat, which is clearly coming off your paper.
But.
Yuck.
Yeah. Right. It's gross. I'm sure if you went in the ladies' bathroom, there's something like that there at the station, right?
No.
Oh, girls don't do that.
Girls don't do that.
No, they're so civilized. Okay.
Yes.
Well, I wouldn't know.
I'll tell you something.
It smells better in there, too.
It's, oh, my God. Because it doesn't smell like a bathroom. It just smells like a room where if you even walk by the door to the men's room and the door happens to be open, you can smell it like, wow, what did cats go in there?
Oh, good for you.
How dare you two?
No, we dare because we know.
Stop hanging outside the men's room, you pigs.
Mm-hmm. It's right by
anyway,
the ladies' room.
I'm out of time. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Music news and more after this.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.